So if you're in sales, the week between Christmas and New Year's can be extremely challenging and it could be incredibly unproductive. Today, we're going to talk about an important decision that you need to make regarding that week between Christmas and New Year's. And depending upon the decision you make, I have some things that might be able to help you with that. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook podcast. I've personally trained over 30,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so here we are. It is the infamous week between Christmas and New Year's. And the reason why I call it the infamous week is because this is a week where we lose a lot of productivity. It's one of those weeks that it's a very dangerous week for us in sales if we've chosen to work. Because what happens is, I think many of us just kind of justify the week and we say, you know what? Decision makers don't want to hear from us. They're still on holiday mode. You know, why bother picking up a phone? People are off and they're, you know, they don't want to hear from us anyway. And it could just be rather unproductive. And so the very first thing that I want you to consider doing this week, again, we're talking about the week between Christmas and New Year's, is to make a decision. And the decision is actually quite simple if you allow it to be. You're either working or you're not working. And if you're working, well, actually, let me just say this. Let's start the other way. If you're not working, in other words, you've said, you've made a decision, I will be off between Christmas and New Year's. I want you to enjoy that week guilt-free. I want you to fully be present when you're hanging out with your family, whether it's time with your significant other. It's time to yourself just to rest and recharge. Seriously, I'm not into that whole workaholic thing and that hustle culture thing, right? They call it hustle porn, by the way. I'm not into that. I think it's just, it is just dickish, to say the least. But by the other, you know, just the opposite end of that, let's just say you've made a decision to work this week, then I want you to go all in. Again, I don't think you need to run 7,000 miles an hour the week between Christmas and New Year's. But I want you to stop kidding yourself this week and do things that are actually productive. Many of you, when I ask you, okay, so, you know, are you working this week? Yep, I'm going to be working. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to be catching up on my administrative stuff. I'm going to be working on my goals for 2021. I want to just offer a quick timeout on that note. Don't trash an entire week to work on your goals for 2021. You really shouldn't be doing that during game time. I mean, seriously, you guys have heard me use the analogy before. Imagine you're putting on, here it is Sunday, you know, my family, we love to, and I say we, I'm not really huge on sports, believe it or not, probably the only guy in sales training that isn't, but my kids are really into football. So imagine you're tuning on the television, or turning on the telly, as my friends across the pond say, and there's your favorite football team, and they're not playing. They're sitting there and they're planning, and they're sitting there and they're training, and they're sitting there and they're complaining about different things with their contract or whatever. I mean, seriously, it is game time. Game time is for playing the game. It is not for talking about the game. It really isn't for planning the game. And just so you don't think I'm a total hard ass here and getting over the top preachy this week, folks, this is a year where we can't afford to do shit like this. I mean, seriously, we can't. If you are working, you need to be working. It's not going to take an entire week to plan for 2021. Now you might be thinking, well, don't you think the year is worthy of an entire week of planning? I really do. But not trashing game time to do it. I mean, seriously. I mean, I would recommend maybe get up a little bit earlier. And you work on that. Maybe dedicate a little bit of time this week toward it. I would not be trashing 8 hours that I could be using somewhere else in my business. So that's the first thing. Again, make a decision. And if you've decided to work, don't sit there and trash an entire week for planning and for updating your CRM and stuff. That's stuff that, yeah, you can definitely utilize some of this week because you're going to have a lot of extra time. Certainly utilize some of that. I would not be doing 40 hours of that. Seriously, I wouldn't. So, you know, and one of the things that I always talk about is that week between Christmas and New Year's. Back in the day when we were going to the office and we weren't working remotely thanks to a pandemic, I always referred to that week as the week of the walking dead. Seriously, because you go into an office and most of the people are just kind of wandering around, mentally checked out, kind of like zombies, except you actually have some of the walking dead are actually talking dead, and they actually will talk to you. And if you're one of the people like me who believes that some work can be done if we're in fact working, they go out of their way to justify why you're crazy in thinking that, you know, it makes sense to pick up a phone this week or doing anything other than walking around the office like the walking dead, or taking an extended lunch, or just shooting the shit for, you know, 7 out of the 8 hours or whatever the heck it is. So I really think that's the first thing. We want to break that. Now, what I would recommend is, oh, in fact, I do want to say one other thing, because I just want to beat up the point a tiny bit more. You have to indulge me here. I said before, this is not the year to be doing it. I don't think it's really a wise move any year, but this year we've lost a lot of time. I really want to call your attention to what happened at the beginning of the pandemic. In many cases, a lot of you guys held back because, I don't know if I should be prospecting right now. Maybe you were even told not to prospect right now. We're going to hold off because it's going to come across. It's really dicky to be calling people and trying to sell them things. Maybe you were kind of scared calling people because people were giving you an earful back then. Like, how dare you actually try to conduct business? Meanwhile, they were answering their phone with the business name, meaning that they're working that day, but it was wrong for you to do it. So you lost some time there. Maybe, you know, sometimes when your world gets turned upside down, it just throws you in a different mode of working and a different pace that you're going. I know that after I had COVID-19, I had it light, folks. I'm not sitting here like, I'm a hero. I survived it. And, you know, I was on the brink of death and I pulled myself out. No, I really had it on a very light level. My wife had it worse than I did. Hers was definitely, she had pneumonia with it and, you know, a lot of respiratory things and all that. But it just, sometimes when these things happen that shake your world and turn it inside out, we just kind of go at a lazier pace, right? We just, I don't know. And having, if you're in a situation like mine where all of a sudden just about your entire family now is working out of the house, and now where you were working alone before that, or you had your rhythm before that, now you have a different rhythm, and you have other people, your family members that you're passing in the hallway instead of a coworker. And, you know, it's just a whole different thing. So I get it. But then what happens this time of year for a lot of people, and I've talked about this for the better part of 10 years on my blog over in yoursalesplaybook.com, is a lot of people embrace this whole mental checkout. And when I say a lot of people, I don't mean just the decision makers. I mean, like, a lot of us in sales do it. It's the holidays, and you hear some old Christmas song or whatever, and the Christmas lights, and you're thinking about family, and you begin a mental checkout. And sometimes that mental checkout also includes justification for the mental checkout. Well, you know, people really don't want to be sold mid-December. They're thinking about their own shit. They're, you know, they don't want to start any new projects. They're going to resent it. You know, they're going to want to pick up again next year, whatever. And what happens for some of you anyway, you're on your second and third week of a mental checkout, and it's not going to be over yet, because you see, the week that you get back in the new year, God forbid, you can't hit the ground running. You can't do this on the 4th, because, you know, sometimes you justify it to yourself. Yeah, people aren't going to want to hear from me the first day back after, you know, Christmas break. How dare we do something like that? That's That's preposterous, and I never use that word. So we justify the behavior, and we start embracing all these excuses. So I just want to offer something to you. There are two things that you can do, or really two resources that I'm offering. And, you know, it has to do with doing something that you never really have time to do. And I'll tell you exactly what it is. A lot of people tell me, you know, Paul, I love the idea of being a humble student. I just don't have the time to do it. And I'm always kind in my response, but I really want to say, bullshit, you don't have the time. You have to make the time. Now, I'm not saying that we have to do this, not have any time with our family. We have to run at the pace that we're going to have a massive heart attack and stress-related illnesses and everything else. I'm saying, certainly, you know, we can find the time somewhere. And so my suggestion to you this week, as one of the things, you don't have to do it the entire week. I'm saying, hey, if you even did it an hour a day during this break between Christmas and New Year's, man, you would emerge from this whole thing in much better shape, and probably much better shape than your competitors, because most people just check out. So what I'm going to suggest that you do is, you know, invest some time in yourself for learning. And I have two resources to help. One of them is free, the other one isn't. I know, God forbid, I'm asking you to invest in yourself with money, right? But you really do have to make a decision here too, by the way. Are you willing to invest some time? Are you willing to invest a few dollars too, right? But you can certainly not spend money and do what I'm about to talk to you about. So let's talk about the free resource. And I kind of feel like I'm going over the top with the level of awesomeness with this first one in terms of free. But I'm going to give you access to all 313 episodes of the Sales Playbook podcast. I like to refer to these as 313 free audio sales lessons. But wait, there's more. I feel like this is now turning into a bad infomercial. Seriously, except I'm not going to charge you. This is going to be more free shit. That's going to be awesome. So on top of 313 free audio sales lessons, within that, there are also an additional, I'm guessing, 30 quick tips, little 2-, 3-, 5-minute lessons to help you, where we just focus on one idea. So you're going to have over, I would guess, 345, 350 free audio sales lessons. And I'm going to share a link with you in a second, but I want to give you the second resource. And what's really cool about both of these resources is that I'm just going to give you one link and you'll be able to access both of these resources. So the first one was free. You'll get access to 313 podcast episodes and another 30 or so quick tips. So that will keep you out of trouble for a portion of the week. Again, I'm not saying, hey, you have to spend every waking moment, but let's be honest, a lot of people, and I'm one of them, are going to binge watch some stuff this week. In fact, over the weekend, I was binge watching. I'm hanging my head in shame saying this because this is like so 2010, what I'm about to say, but I was binge watching a lot of old episodes of Lost, right? I was just in the mood to do it. So, yeah, I think it's awesome that we binge watch some things and veg out a little bit, but let's also do some things. Let's binge watch some things that make us smarter in sales too. And you know what? The price is right. It's free. So the second thing, God forbid now, I'm asking you maybe to invest a few dollars in yourself. And when you see how much I'm talking about, you'll notice that you don't have to start a GoFundMe or sell off a kidney to be able to afford to invest in yourself here. So what I want to offer next are a good 20, I think there might be as many as 30, because we just updated it recently, on-demand sales webinars and courses. I have everything under the sun, from managing your time smarter, because a lot of our trouble in sales, a lot of the challenges we have, is that we buy into something, but we just don't know how to get it on the calendar. Or maybe we know how to get it on the calendar, but how do we keep it on the damn calendar, right? And turn it into a productive habit. So we're going to talk about that. We'll also I have resources there to help you get in front of more opportunities, which I can't imagine anybody listening to this would say, no, Castain, I'm making all the money and I have all the I have more opportunity I know what to do with. I think we all could use some more opportunity this year. We're going to talk about that. We also have resources, courses, and webinars to help you get more of those deals across the finish line, and certainly all points in between you know, negotiation skills, questioning skills, closing skills, email, and we actually have one of our latest things up on the on-demand portion of the website, and it's a 4-session course on how you can prospect smarter during COVID-19. And for those of you who haven't change their ways, change their style, or adapt it to this. Not only have I made this affordable for you, but I'm telling you, it's something that you absolutely need right now. We have to adapt to this environment. So if you'd like to have access to both the paid resources as well as the free ones, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/maximize, MAXIMIZE, yoursalesplaybook.com/maximize, all lowercase. You know, I want to leave you with something. And I've always referred to this quote by Jim Rohn, the late Jim Rohn, as a bit of a pattern interrupt. I really feel it cuts to the core. I really feel, in a way, that it bitch slaps our soul if we allow it to, because sometimes, I'm serious, sometimes we need something or someone to kind of grab us by the shirt, smack us and say, snap out of it. And I feel that this quote really does that. And it goes something like this. If you really want something, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. Let me say it again. If you really want something, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. And many of you might be confusing an excuse with something that you feel is spot on true and right. And it's very sobering when you get to the point in your journey, right, of being a humble student, when you can ask your ego to leave the room and accept the things that maybe you weren't willing to accept before because your ego has protected you. There are many things that I look back on that I put off, and the things that I thought were legitimate reasons for doing so were nothing more than just glamorized excuses or glorified excuses. And I'm not saying every single decision was this way, and I don't know you, I'm certainly not saying that every reason you have is an excuse, but I'd be willing to bet that more of these reasons that you have for not doing something, like right now, I'm talking about some things for you that can help you get smarter. And some of you right away, before even going to the link that I'm sharing with you, you might have said, well, I don't have the time for that. I don't have the money for that. And after a while, I just wanted to tell you that there really is a price that you pay either way. Seriously, there is. I mean, there is a price that we pay for not taking action. And really, I guess the final thing I want to leave you with is that we really have to snap out of it, folks. And I'm dead serious. We have to snap out of it. You know, we've all had a rough year. We've all been in a very different mode of working. We've all experienced more rejection than we've ever had to deal with. We're all experiencing more excuses from prospects and clients than we've ever had to deal with. We're all experiencing things on the personal level. What happens when you have a lot of things like this going on around you, we start almost going through our day-to-day in a daze, right? And I'm not saying like a real destructive daze. It could be. right? But there's a days, like, we're just not on our game. We're not ourselves. And we just, maybe in some ways, we start to get used to losing. Or we start getting used to going at this different pace, because why bother, right? I mean, people are going to be rejecting us anyway. Maybe it's safer just to pull back a little bit. And I get that. But who knows how long this is going to be with us? And I think we're really at the point now, what, 10 months in? That we have to say, okay, bullshit. You know, we really need to get back out there and in the fight. And being that this is year-end right now, and we've got this brand shiny, brand spanking new year about to come our way. You know, a lot of people love to talk about, hey, it's going to be the best year ever. And all this optimism, that's wonderful. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't last long if you're not taking the action. So what I'm proposing today is that you take some action. And more importantly, you take the first step to liberating this shitty year that we've all had. And what I'm proposing is you spend a little time learning. Maybe pick in an area where you need to get a little bit smarter and zeroing in on that. And that you invest the time. You invest the money. But you take action. And that's your message for today. I want you to take action. I want you to make that decision going into next week. Am I working? Am I not? And if you are working, I want you to be fully on board. You don't have to run 7,000 miles an hour. But you do want to work on some things maybe you normally don't have the time to do. And one of those things could be, if you'll allow it to be, your learning and your development and you getting back to being a humble student. If you agree with me, I simply want you to go to yoursalesplaybook.com/maximize, and maybe you could take the first step in maximizing not only the time between Christmas and New Year's, but hopefully maximizing 2021. With that, I'm Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them.